Okay, and we got Michael here. We got a couple of minutes before the end of the hour or the radio hour. And if we both go on for too long, Michael, we can just hold over. So anyway, what's on your mind, sir?
No, okay.
What's on your mind?
Oh, you're there. Several weeks ago, I came down, finally when I went to the hospital, I came down with pneumonia.
Oh, dear.
And I worked in the classroom with young children. And I've always had this, oh, for a number of years, this ups and downs of, well, you get home and you're sniffly and you're this and then you're that and you do everything you can that night and hot pack this and that. And so when you come go to school the next day and you're, you know, hopefully you'll get through most school day. And a week or so ago, I picked up some of your iodide. I started taking that, and I did find some relief. But finally, last Tuesday, it just all got the better of me, and I decided to go to the hospital. And, of course, they went through all their workup and so forth and so on. They found out I had pneumonia. And it gets to the point that I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to get up off the floor.
Oh, my. Okay.
And so with the iodide, and I take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day with the bioflavonoids or so on, what else could I be taking?
Well, sir, first thing to say is to make sure if you do continue to take the iodide that you check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to make sure that you're not suppressing your thyroid. You would want to do that. That would actually aggravate the chances of getting more pneumonia. Okay, having said that you should check with somebody, the two big deals, sir, are vitamin A and vitamin D. Now, vitamin A is sufficiently potent against getting infections that the World Health Organization has declared it so. And as you can hear, that's the music, so we've got to go to our break. But you hang in there, sir, and we'll get back to this topic after the top of the hour. Best get back here to Michael, who was telling us about his pneumonia. Are you still there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. I was starting to carry on about vitamin A because it's so important against infection. It's so important that the World Health Organization has declared that we know all about it. It should be unethical to research it and give anybody a placebo because we know that vitamin A does so well. Now, a lot of us, when we get to be in our 70s and 80s, we have a higher percentage of pneumonias than when we're younger. And what can help put an end to that, it's not the only thing, put an end to that, is vitamin A. Vitamin A is a real stimulant for the old immune system. And if we stimulate our immune systems, we're going to do better against infection. It is safe, except in rare circumstances, to use 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. Those big numbers have been put on it to scare everybody, but for the very large majority of us, we have to take several hundred thousand units a day to get toxic on vitamin A. And number two, vitamin A gives us a little signal, you're taking too much for me, and that's called a headache, because when we take too much vitamin A for our own bodies, the what's called intracranial pressure goes up, the fluid in the brain, the pressure goes up, and yeah, we get headaches. So, I recommend everybody who's over 60 to talk to their natural medicine doctor about using 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, and if not, why not? Got to be an important reason why not.
Well, so is my doctor.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I do take the A and the D.
Good. And what's your, is your vitamin D?
Of course, now this other one. But what did you want me to do about the other one? Take it up with Sherman or what?
No, vitamin A. The vitamin D, make sure your blood level is in the tropical optimal, which is 60 to 100. And
okay.
Then there's a third element, sir. Again, when we all reach a certain age, there's a gland called the thymus gland, T-H-Y-M-U-S. You can read about it online. It's located right under the breastbone. And that is the master regulator of the immune system. And so I hope that you're using some zinc, because for us guys, zinc is so important for prostate protection, but also zinc has been found in experimental animals who are older experimental animals and their thymus glands are starting to deteriorate. They give them zinc, and what do you know, that thymus gland comes back to at least at least some function, and it doesn't just shrivel up. So many doctors who conduct autopsies have told me that when they're doing that for somebody who's 80 or 90, they can hardly find the thymus gland at all, just a bunch of stringy material, but no thymus gland. So that zinc needs to be in there too. And if we were tired of taking all those pills, foods that are high in zinc, start with oysters, sir. And if you were an oyster fan, you can just do those.
Now, what is pneumonia transferable?
Yes, sir. It's a whole variety, I should say, not just one. It's a whole variety of microorganisms can cause.
Oh,
pneumonia.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the hospital, when I left them, they gave me a AZITHROMCIN. I suppose it's a generic name, whatever it is.
Yes, sir. I know what that is.
And it's probably not good for you, is it?
Not really, sir. It chelates the mineral manganese, and if you happen to give that to a pregnant experimental animal, and that's been done, they're born deaf and they're born with kidney failure because they lack manganese. So that's one I'm very suspicious of, sir. I would ask for a different one that doesn't do that kind of stuff.
So then I need to take this up with Dr. Sherman when I see him in several weeks.
Of course. He probably's got some ideas I don't have. He's a really good doc. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, another question. When it comes to kidney disease or your kidneys are weak, and you say that the white powder that the Chinese have discovered.
Well, actually, you're mixing up a couple things there, sir. The powder I was talking about is white, all right, but it's not from China. And that's just called sodium bicarbonate. And what researchers have found is that if the kidneys are starting to deteriorate and we take a teaspoon of this sodium bicarbonate, we can put it in water, we can put it in coffee, doesn't matter what the heck we put it in, and take a teaspoon of that at night, also doesn't matter how much water either, what that does is it alkalinizes the blood, and that keeps the kidneys from deteriorating as rapidly. And it doesn't hurt a thing to take a teaspoon of bicarb at bedtime in water. Now, the second thing Chinese, is it's called Chinese white peony. That's the name on the label on the bottle. And those are capsules of, yes, sir, Chinese white peony, and those have also been found to retard kidney failure, sir.
So it's a teaspoon of bicarbonate soda?
Yes, sir. In as much water as you care to put it in, because it is kind of, in taste.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now, is there any good in eating cheese?
Well, it depends. If one is dairy sensitive, one wants to stay away from it. But fortunately, the grocery stores are getting more and more what are called vegan cheeses, V-E-G-A-N. And I'm just amazed, sir. Those taste precisely like regular cheese, but they have no dairy or any of that animal product in them, which is why they're called vegan cheeses.
You know, years ago, there used to be what was called a Cracker Barrel. And when you cut into it, actually the cheese would fall apart.
Huh, okay.
But as close as I've gotten to today, find one that's aged 2 years, which wants to crack anyways. But okay, well now, getting back to the kidneys, and I have Dr. Sherman, in fact, the whole your whole medicine cabinet down there, what do you call it?
This medicine, sir.
This Repotrophin and so forth and so on that they want to give you for kidney troubles, and they don't speak about the bicarbonate of soda.
Well, I don't know why not, but remember, in the dispensary, if they're caught telling somebody to take something by an undercover agent of FDA, they're going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So basically, they can't tell you a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, that Renotrophin, that is another one, that it's whole kidney tissue from animals from New Zealand, and it has all the materials the kidney needs to repair itself in it. That's the point there, sir.
But it will never bring, your kidneys will never come back up to the numbers, will they?
Actually, sir, Dr. Davis Lampson and I have a publication about 3 or 4 people whose kidneys did come back to the numbers.
Oh, they did? Oh, I see.
Oh, yes, and that's right in, you can find it in PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D. Just We've got to go over here to Eileen, sir, but if you put in PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, into your search engine, up will come the National Library of Medicine, and then you put my last name and Dr. Lamson's last name, L-A-M-S-O-N, and up will come a brief description of what we did, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I can go ahead and keep taking this iodide, a drop or so a day.
Oh, if it's just a drop a day, yes, sir. But if you go to more than that, please check with Dr. Sherman sooner about making sure your thyroid isn't suppressed, okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you, doctor.
And thank you for calling, sir.